and I saw Outkast, and it was at the end of this tour slash run for this song. Maybe it was 18 months later, and he walked out there. He goes, "Okay." It was the end of the night. He was like, "One more time, and I swear to God, this is it."
He's done that before, even like on a talk show. I can't remember who show it was, but he even cursed. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna sing this song one more GD time."
Yeah,
1, 2, 3. We talked about that yesterday because I saw him open up for Lauryn Hill at the beginning of their powers. No one really knew what they would become, and they didn't even open the curtains. They came out from behind the curtains with two microphones just on stage doing their thing.
Wow.
And it was wild to see them, you know, grow into the group that they are now. And, you know, Lauryn Hill, of course, was the big thing when she put her album out. But there's a little Outkast just right there.
Boy, so, now
yeah,
the Lauryn,
at the beginning.
The Lauryn Hill, Bob Marley mashup where they've got little Marley kids now running around that are in the music scene. She played with her son. She married Rohan?
Rohan Marley?
Believe you're right.
Yeah, she
One
married
of the Marley kids.
Yeah, she married Rohan Marley, and they now have a little Marley that played at Coachella, and she got up there and sang with him. And yeah, it's a really funny mixture and combo of bloodlines.
Man, people will consider her album the greatest hip hop album ever put out. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It is.
That will always be top five, like Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon is for rock and roll.
It's so wild that when you, that's your dream as a musical artist to put a project out that's going to live forever, right? And now trying to say, all right, that was good. Let's do another one.
I know.
And I think that was her only album she's ever put out, if I'm not mistaken.
It's unbelievable,
that's it.
Dude.
Really?
Because, yeah.
And the way that hip-hop kind of eats their own and wasn't very support. I mean, that thing has stood the test of time times 10.
It is so good. And that's when we had the segment last night about the five songs. If you had to listen to five hip-hop songs forever and ever, which five would you choose? And I put that out to my boys and stuff. And then I said, okay, now you can only have one album forever. That's the only thing you can listen to. And one of my boys picked Lauryn Hill's album. That's just, you can put on and just do whatever you want to around the house. It's so great. But I wanted to get to the audio from last night, June. I know you didn't hear it. You haven't heard the replay. I have... You're good. I'm saving you, Ham. I'm going to save you. I'm going to save your bloodline. We, you know, we get out here and we have fun and you laugh and you get tickled by a whole lot of things. And I think it was a couple of years ago when you said, I don't think I've ever heard you laugh like that. Uh-huh. I can't remember what we were laughing at. But this one came kind of close because we were taking phone calls, Tiffany calls, and to Matt's despair, Tiffany did not want to talk to him. She wanted to talk to Corby. So this is how it sounded.
All right, let's go to...
Let's go to Tiffany.
All right. Tiffany. All right.
Tiffany.
There's no way that's promising.
Like the store.
Dude, Tiffany.
Hi, Tiff.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi. I was wanting to know from Corby.
Yeah.
What's your
favorite Corby?
All right, pause it there. Pause it.
What's your favorite Corby?
So the very, very, I've not heard that. The very quiet, damn it.
He was so disappointed that Tiffany wanted to talk to Corby and not him. And I guess I just...
So that passed me by. I didn't even hear the damn it. He was sitting right next to me. I didn't hear it. But Donovan, who...
And I was sitting right here.
Were you looking at Matt?
I think I just looked up
at you also saw the expression.
That moment, and Matt was sitting right next to where you are, and I was right here and just looked up. And when I heard it, I lost it.
Damn
I just
it.
Couldn't stop.
Okay, this is great. Go ahead. Hi, Tiff.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi. I was wanting to know from Corby.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What's your
favorite Corby? What's your favorite Corby?
What was your...
Message.
Hey, what is your opinion? Hello.
Wait, what?
Matt wanted Tiffany to talk to him. She said, I wanted to know from Corby. He said, damn it.
Like you had your hopes up.
It's okay, Matt. We're here for you.
There's going to be an AM radio caller that's a woman for you. Don't you worry. Don't you get your dopper
down. We'll stay up all night if it takes all night.
She doesn't exist.
We'll find a lady that wants to address you.
He wanted Tiffany to talk to him so bad.
Corby.
This is a Folgers moment from Donovan. Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
Damn
it.
Tiffany's trying to cut through all this.
Yeah, Tiffany has an agenda.
You
Let's
have
go.
The floor.
I'm Tiffany. Sorry, Tiffany.
Everybody shut up. She wants to talk to Corby, not Matt.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
But not you, Matt.
Yeah, not you.
You can.
We're making this clear. This is not Eric.
Wow.
That's so great.
That is the hardest I've ever heard you laugh.
That's amazing. Man. I don't know what it was about that, but just the whisper. Damn it. So disappointed that Tiffany wanted to talk to Corby. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that set me off.
Damn it.
Man. Probably a little woof in reserve helped a bit also.
I would imagine. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, man.
We were feeling good.
Hilarious. All right. We have tonight. Let's talk Stars a bit because we're going to have the post game here after the game.
Yeah,
it's going to originate here from the compound. How are we feeling about Stars game two?
They have to win. They have to.
Yeah, yes. They have to. You can't go down
out
to
of the two
going
teams. Yeah, the Stars are definitely in the.
They
must win.
Will not be able to pull off the back-to-back series.
I agree.
Of losing two games at home stunt.
Yeah, beating Colorado 4 out of 5. I mean, Colorado's a better team than Vegas.
Yes.
So yeah, you're not going to get down 0-2 and come back and win this series.
Do you think our post game will be as detailed as Owen and Bruce?
No. No.
As we talk about the game tonight?
Not even close. I'm actually really anxious for the post game because I want to see how much of it, what percentage is good, solid game talk and what percentage of it is drunken tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to lean more toward the latter, right?
I guess it depends on the game.
If
the game
going,
isn't very good or doesn't give us a ton to talk
you're
about,
you're
going
to get a lot of drunken.
But if it's like the greatest game ever, you might get a lot of good hockey talk.
Man, that's going to be a very fine line.
It is.
But yeah, I guess.
By the way, Stars fans getting in their car at the AAC after the game to flip on the post game, they're going to be like, what the hell's going on?
They're so used to Owen and Bruce breaking it down and having interviews, and we're like, oh, where's Tiffany? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. She going to call back tonight? Who knows? Yeah, they do have to have this one, though. And Mason Marchment is back in the lineup, so that'll give them a different look. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday. I can't imagine that now going into 9 games of this playoff run, that Hintz and Pavelski, Sagan, Stankoven are not going to get a goal. At some point, pucks are going to start going in for those guys. Hopefully it's tonight. And if they do that, I mean, we saw it in the first period the other night. The Avs will let you score. You can put some goals up on them. Flip side of that is, obviously, they can score too. And they just, man, a couple of the games that the Stars played this year, they had big leads over Colorado going into the third period, and Colorado came back. They were up 3-0 once in the regular season. Colorado beat them 6-3.
God. And then that's why I can't understand, because I don't think it was a case of them sitting on a lead like they would against Vegas. They know it's a different team because Colorado has come back on them pretty much this entire season. So why would you even think that you can sit on a lead now just because you did it, you know, for 7 games against Vegas?
I just thought they ran out of gas.
I do too.
And the Avs woke up.
But they found something in overtime. Again, I think sometimes when we analyze sports, we always say, hey, let's look for some good and bad things that are happening. And we did that with the Mavericks against the Clippers. You know what? They were down so much, they came back, they may have lost, but maybe they found something. And maybe the Stars found something in that overtime, because, man, at any point in that game, even in the first period when they scored those 3 goals and almost had 4, I was not as excited watching that as I was in that overtime, because I felt that they were going to win that because they had all those chances. It was the huge kick in the nuts for them to not be able to cash in. And then the only chance Colorado had, the only shot they had, went in and game is over. But I do feel like they found something in overtime that can carry over. But they have to know that even if you get a 2-3 goal lead, there's nothing passive about these games now.
Yeah.
Nothing. You got to keep pushing the peel hard against that team, because they can score in a minute. and stop.
Yeah, and you gotta
power play goals
in the second and the third. You gotta get shots on net. You got to to try to get some more because it felt like they just weren't. They were skating around, and part of it was because Colorado was controlling the pace in the second and the third. But man, you just got to throw some stuff at the net because the Colorado goalie is, as we saw, you can get some things by him.
Yeah.
But you got to get it
on.
He's
good in spurts, but he's not good for 60.
And that was a problem. I mean, even in overtime, like the Hint shot, point blank, if it's on net, maybe you score and he just misses the whole net completely and doesn't even count as a shot. And that's, I mean, we saw that a couple of times where it just felt like some of the things they were throwing weren't anywhere near it. And you gotta get more on net.
I'm excited to watch it with everyone.
Man.
I can't remember the last time we've watched a game of significance all in the
multiple.
Same room.
Yeah, we'll have two of them tonight.
I know.
That's going to be
just
too crazy.
I wonder what
people yelling at different TV screens.
Yeah, like it's going to be weird because I think how did you do it the other night?
So I was recording both on my one TV and just going back and forth. When the Mavericks would get to a commercial break, because they started first,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd go to the Stars and I'd back it up, you know, to where I left off, and then I'd watch it there until their break, and then I'd go back to the Mavericks, and then I caught up on both, like, during intermission of the Stars, halftime of the Mavericks, but I also wanted to see what the TNT guys were saying.
So cruel what they're doing.
I know, it's awful.
And they're not doing it to anyone else yet but us.
I know.
Now, we get a break on Saturday because the Mavs game starts early, and the Stars game will start late.
Yeah, on a Denver. Saturday.
So that helps. But this is, it's brutal. I had my laptop in my lap with hockey and basketball on the TV, but I had the volume up on my laptop and the TV muted.
Okay.
So if I could, I was probably focusing more on the Mavs, but every time I'd hear the announcers kind of going a little crazy or the crowd swelling a bit, that means you can look down and see what was happening there and then go back up. So it's not a, there was a time I had both of them going at the same time and I thought I was going to lose my mind.
Yes.
Like
it's
I can't
not
do
fair,
that.
Dude.
No, it's not.
Well, I say, I just feel like there's good mojo here and maybe that'll translate into fun times on the basketball court and in the hockey arena. Like, it's all symbiotic. We're all working in unison together to have a one hell of a Thursday night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and how many trips to the TV will Matt take from where he's sitting?
Well, I don't know. Would you guys take one out of two, though, right now? I would.
Oh, yeah. Although I do think it's much more important for the Stars.
Yeah, I do,
if
too.
The Mavericks lose, then they still come back, and they've got their two at home, and they're supposed to lose these first two in Oklahoma City. But the Stars are not supposed to lose the first two at home.
Not again.
They got to win.
Yeah, right.
And you got to get this one.
And I guess if you see the Mavericks losing again by 20, you may just kind of say, man, I don't know. Even if those two losses at home and you think, okay, well, on the road, all right, you know what? It's expected. They just held up home court. If they win again by 20 and hold it up the way they did, you're like, oh, man, I don't know. This just may be a little too much. But, all eyes on Luka, all eyes on the Stars just to see if they can bounce back and do this thing. I'm excited for tonight. Maybe I need to go take like a 7-hour nap.
That's a good idea.
And
you'll get one.
And then I'll be okay.
You'll get one.